Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien. I'm bringing you Storage Radio live. I'm in the podcast studio with John Hilliard. We're talking each week like we do with Dave Raffo, getting the scoop on this week's top headlines in the storage industry. Dave, how are you?
I'm good today. Glad to talk to you guys again.
Thanks for being here. Let's talk about cloud file sharing options. We've been hearing a lot about these. I'd say the past 6 months, year or so, Dave, we're getting a lot of press releases on these, a lot of vendor activity. You had a story this week about enterprises actually finding more use cases. There's more options for storing and sharing files on mobile devices in the cloud. So let's talk about that first.
Yeah, it seems like we're going to eventually get to the point where anybody who's doing anything related to the cloud storage is going to have at least an option to share files online. In recent weeks, we saw Nasuni, which is a cloud NAS vendor, add a file sharing option, and Scality, which is an object storage vendor that sells software for clouds, they added the option to share files, and I have a suspicion that we're going to see the other cloud gateway guys like Nasuni and other object storage vendors like Scality also get into that space. So it seems like file sharing seems like it's going to be a very ingrained option for all kinds of cloud storage.
All right, that's interesting. When you mention Nasuni and Scality, they join a list of more than 30 or so vendors who are competing to store up files online. I think one of the more popular ones, or at least one known to lots of people, is Dropbox, this Box, Ignite, SugarSync. How are Scality and Nasuni, how are they talking about doing anything different than these earlier ones?
Well, the earlier ones, first of all, they're only file sharing and syncing. I mean, that's their whole offering. Where Nasuni is, Nasuni is you put your NAS, your file, primary storage on the cloud, and now they're adding the options to sync and share files that are on remote and handheld devices. And Scality is an object storage vendor, and they are also building in that sync and share for remote devices into their software. So you have guys who are doing, the whole business is file sharing, and then you have other ones who are adding it to their offerings. Now, one of the differences is the Dropbox, Box, those kind of guys. They will keep the cloud, the files on the cloud out at the service provider outside the firewall, where Nasuni and Scality give the option to have the files inside the firewall, which gives IT more control and more security, assuming, and it's for IT departments who want to take that management into their own hands.
So if you're using one of those, so you're talking about putting files behind the firewall and you can control access and permissions, et cetera?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. That's an interesting angle, and we'll be keeping an eye on cloud file sharing options with you in weeks to come. Dave, thanks a lot.
All right, I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dave. I'm going to pass it off to John Hilliard. Each week, he takes you through the rest of the week's top headlines in the Storage Media Group. John?
Thanks a lot, Ellen. Well, first up, we have Unitrends, which launched its biggest integrated appliance for backup this past week as the company eyes a move into the enterprise. The company's new Recovery 943 appliance is a 4U box that can handle up to 50 terabytes of backups. Now, according to Unitrends, this device uses a three-tier architecture. What that means is that the operating system is stored on two mirrored solid-state drives, metadata goes onto a mirrored pair of 10,000 RPM hard drives, and the backup data set resides on 36 3-terabyte drives set up in a RAID 60 scheme. With this entry into the integrated appliance for enterprise, Unitrends faces stiff competition from vendors that sell appliances and dedicated software products. Those competitors include industry heavyweight Symantec, which produces both NetBackup and Backup Exec, EMC, with its own Avamar and Data Domain products, as well as Commvault Simpana, plus Veeam Software and Dell, the latter of which is trying to make a name for itself in the storage space. And Sambuluk announced its new solid-state resource module for its Melio data management platform, which the company said adds support for server-side PCI Express flash cards and solid-state drives. The module allows for users to pool server-side solid-state storage for high availability and volume management, according to the company. And last week, storage gurus from across the country met in New York for TechTarget's Storage Decisions Conference, where they tackled virtualization and its role in storage. Presenter Brian Madden, a virtual desktop analyst, focused on running a virtual desktop infrastructure storage. He said that a VDI environment allows users to access their desktops from any device and results in higher availability, but noted it will not work offline, plus there are performance and access issues that can be affected by locations with limited bandwidth. Another presenter, analyst Howard Marks of DeepStorage.net, discussed the newest storage features in VMware's vSphere 5. And in other news, it's probably not surprising to anyone to hear that solid-state storage is going to be a bit more expensive than the equivalent-sized storage in spinning disk. And that price can be an obstacle to deploying solid-state storage. However, in a recent story by Dave Raffo, we find out that some companies have discovered that flash systems can save money for specific applications. In his recent story, readers can learn about how IT managers at two organizations, a college and an aerospace company, were able to improve performance and save money by relying on flash. And finally, Gridiron Systems and NetApp signed an OEM deal this week that brings together Gridiron's turbocharger all-flash SAN accelerator appliance and NetApp's E5400 disk storage in a new hybrid flash array. The new array is an 8U HFA that holds 180 terabytes of raw disk capacity with 60 3-terabyte hard drives and includes 24 terabytes of MLC flash, 200 gigabytes of memory, and 16 8 gigabit per second fiber channel ports. According to Gridiron, Gridiron will be using NetApp's replication and synchronization features for high availability while relying on its own set ranking technology to accelerate application performance.
John, it seems like each week there's more flash news.
That's right. We'll be keeping an eye on it for you.
Big year for flash. Thanks so much for sticking with us. Join us next week for Storage Radio. I'm Ellen O'Brien. That's John Hilliard. For more information on any of these stories, check out searchstorage.com. Thanks for listening.